You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Hey now,
you've got issues,
and your boys in the morning have answers.
All we need to know is,
what's your problem?
Yeah.
You can write to us on Facebook. That's the way most people do it. Just search for Dom and Jeremy on Facebook, and you can send us a message that way. Hey, really quickly, before we get to this new issue, I want to share a quick note we got regarding what we talked about at this time yesterday.
Okay.
Yesterday, we had that note from a woman that we called her Laura because she didn't want us to use her name. And she had the really good friend who hadn't had a serious relationship in 10 years. And Laura's like, what I need to tell her is that the problem is that you need to get yourself a makeover is what you need to do.
She listed three or four things when it came to clothes and hair and makeup and,
Yeah, and we got a lot of calls on that, a lot of messages about it. And overall, people's response was, be honest with her and tell her. This is what you need. That was almost unanimous, wasn't it?
Yeah, be a friend and speak up and just say, hey, girl, you need some work.
I just saw this note from Melanie, and I thought it was kind of interesting. She said, my advice to Laura is to keep your mouth shut. You'll either lose the friendship or, and here's the interesting part, or just send your friend down a whole new path of complaining about all new things, like how horrible the new boyfriend treats her. Stick with the complaints you already know.
You can't win, huh? Complaining about this new look and how hard it is to maintain.
Or how expensive it is to maintain,
right? It's so expensive.
Right? Get the boyfriend, and he's like, oh, he never calls, he doesn't do this.
My goodness, you can't win.
And I'm like, you know what, Melanie, nobody talks about that, but I'll bet that's exactly right. If you've got a friend who's a perpetual complainer, they'll always find something else to bitch about.
That's an interesting observation, isn't it?
I like it.
Well said.
All right, here's another one from somebody who says, no name, please. So we're going to call this guy Brad. He writes, Dom and Jeremy, I'm a single dad raising a 14-year-old boy and a daughter who just turned 19. She's had the same boyfriend for almost 2 years since they were seniors in high school. Yesterday, she casually brought up the question about them moving in together.
Oh.
She's in beauty school to be a hairstylist, and he's working full-time for his father's construction company. I like the guy. He's good to my daughter. But I'm really torn up over this. Technically, she's an adult and can do what she wants. But I just feel that 19 is too young to do this. I'd prefer to continue for her to live here until she's able to afford her own place. But I also understand how expensive that is if she wants to go out and get her own place. I think it means.
Yeah.
Any thoughts from my boys in the morning or from your listeners about a 19-year-old moving in with her boyfriend? Thanks for your help. Love your show. No name, please. Let's just call him Brad.
All right. Be Brad. Make a note here.
Now, I have a 19-year-old stepdaughter, and we are not in this situation. She does have a new boyfriend, but it's new. So this has not come up, and I don't expect it to come up, at least for a while. So I can relate to this question. And you have a daughter who, granted, is only six.
She's already itching to get out, though, Dom. It's been brought up a few times.
And time flies, so you have to imagine her being 18 or 19 where she is, as Brad says, technically an adult.
And it's one of those things, though. I mean, you can sit down and probably talk to him until you're blue in the face about all the cons when it comes to this. And they're going to still probably want to do their own thing and experience it for themselves. I know somebody in my life who had a daughter recently move out with her boyfriend. And the parents were against it. They said, probably not a good idea. Probably not going to end well. You shouldn't do this. She didn't listen. And I want to say it lasted approximately 5 to 7 days.
Oh, my God. I thought you were going to say 5 months.
Let's say 5 days before she turned around and was back at home. You know, your parents are very wise. I mean, a 19-year-old's not going to acknowledge that. But, you know, parents are wise. It's the whole been there, done that, right? And can she afford this yet at 19?
Well, the thing is, if she's going to try to get her own place, could she afford that?
Probably.
You know, the
not
boyfriend
right now.
Is working for a construction company. He's probably making pretty good dough.
But then again, you know what? How many times have we said, that this type of stuff you shouldn't do, it's not going to work out, and then we'll get 14 success stories that call in or write us that said, I moved out when I was 19 and Right, everything right, went right. well, you know? So you right. really don't know how it's going to go.
Yeah, it just depends on the people.
Yeah.
When my son moved in with Sabra, I want to say they were both 21. And, you know, then you really are an adult, right? But I still kind of had that feeling, like, God, I hope this... My feeling was, I hope this doesn't do anything to hurt this relationship. Because right. I loved those two together. And now mm-hmm. they've been together for, you know, 20 yeah. years. And I think my concern was, God, you know, you've got a good thing going. If you move in now, and that's my thought for Brad, is if she's 19 and she's found a really good guy.
Isn't it funny, though? Go ahead.
Well, I just worry that, you know, this is a large next step. It's a larger step than a lot of people give it credit
for. You're truly adulting. It's that whole, we're adulting? You truly will be adulting then. But mm-hmm. isn't it funny, though, that there is, like you said, your son moved out at 21. That just sounds, even though it's only 2 years older than 19, 19 still sounds so young mm-hmm. versus being in then your 20s and moving out. You kind of feel mm-hmm. a little more... secure about that or something, you know, you mm-hmm. feel a little bit more mature having 2 more years under your belt mm-hmm. versus 19 sounds so young, you know, is that just out of high school ish? When do you graduate high school now?
I was 17.
17? So
a lot of people are 18. So
you truly are just out of high school. You're
well,
young
he
and
says,
dewy.
She's been out for 2 years, I guess, because he said this was her boyfriend 2 years ago when they were seniors. So,
oh, it still seems so young. I don't know. Should we light up the phones? I know people have opinions on this.
303-691-1MIX. 303-691-1649. Put yourself in Brad's shoes. Single dad, 19-year-old daughter who wants to move in with her boyfriend.
Oof. Do you put your foot down and say no?
Well,
can you do that?
I think his point is that he feels like she's an adult and he can't put his foot down and say no. But I think he's trying to find out if he should try to talk her out of it or give it his blessing.
All right.
You know?
Yeah. What would you guys do?
Phones have blown up. Let's go to the phones right now. Amber, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, boys.
Morning.
So what are you going to say to Brad?
I would say, as far as 19 goes, I got married at 19, but my mom gave me the blessing with guidance. So I was in college. My boyfriend, who was, you know, we've been together for 3 years. We were both in college together. We decided to get married because we just knew we were the, you know, for each other. I mean, again, I was 19 years old, so we did it. But, I mean, all the finances were under, you know, it was our responsibility for it, finding an apartment, you know, if for some reason, you know.
Okay, but what's your bottom line? What are you telling Brad?
I would say yes. Give her the blessing. Give her a chance, you know, but give her guidance on what she's, you know, what to expect when it comes to moving in with each other.
Yeah,
you know?
That's good.
Right.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, we're loaded with calls, Amber. Thank you very much, and congratulations for that working out for you, because often that doesn't work out
for
people.
Right. Good job.
Amber, thank you very much. Here's Brittany. Brittany, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Hi. So my story is very similar to Amber's, but I actually would say don't give the blessing because I wish somebody would have talked me out of it.
Oh, so when did you move out? At 19?
18. I got married a month after high school, and it did not work out.
Nobody talked to you,
and that's the thing, you know, is that for every story we get from someone who says, I did this, it worked out great, we'll get a story from someone who says, I did this, it didn't work out.
You don't know. I mean, you just don't know how it's going to work out. But
Brittany, I'm sorry about that, but
hopefully you've
recovered well from that.
You know,
that.
The nice thing is if it doesn't work out, it sounds like Dad's going to welcome her back with open arms. It's not like
Agreed.
It's a once you move out, you're out type situation.
Yeah.
So
I agree, Jared.
Might sway a little bit, right?
It's kind of what they call it, like a security net under her, right?
Yes.
Man, this is a polarizing topic.
But such Perfect. Good phone calls from everybody. Like, well thought out calls today. Thank you.
I got to tell you, Jeremy, really good. There's a lot of wisdom out there amongst Dom and Jeremy listeners.
Yeah, yeah.
And they share it with us. Thank you.